This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Back and better than ever, Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. Oh, what a morning. We just had maybe the most spirited and jam-packed get-up that we have had in the 6 years I've been doing the show, and it is going to carry over because everything in the world is going on, and there's only one place to begin.
Here we go!
Only one place to start.
Lakers 124, Pelicans 108. The Lakers earn the 8th seed and will play in the 7-8 play-in game.
The Lakers should not play LeBron. They should not play AD. They do not want to be the 7th seed. You want to be the 8th.
Okay, so I've told you many times over lo these many years that we've been together, and I'm endlessly grateful for all of the support and all of the laughs that we've had. I've told you many times that mine is that rare genius that will not be fully appreciated till long after my time. But delightfully, my time came today. Yesterday, I said those words you just heard. The Lakers should, Anthony Davis should all of a sudden, those back spasms are kind of bothering him a little bit. And maybe LeBron's foot is a little sore. Maybe that, and not play tonight. Don't win tonight. Don't win tonight, because then you walk into a buzzsaw. Do you ever see the movie Fargo where Steve Buscemi winds up in a wood chipper? That's what going into Denver to play the Nuggets is. Just the end of your season immediately. Lose tonight. Find a way to get in and be the 8th seed. Play Oklahoma City. Let me give you numbers. The last 8 times the Lakers have played the Nuggets, you know how many times the Lakers won? 0. 4 of the 8 were double-digit wins for Denver. 4 of them were in the Western Conference Finals a year ago. Meantime, the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Lakers played each other 4 times this year. The Lakers won 3. And OKC, as magnificent as their season has been, is the youngest team ever to be a 1 seed and the second youngest team in the NBA this year. So you're LeBron James. You tell me who you want to play. You tell me who you want to play. You want to make fun of me for saying they should lose tonight? Sometimes you got to lose a battle to win a war. So that's what I think. I'm surrounded by the assembled members of the hashtag crew. Hembo is here, Bubba and Cam back in Bristol. Can I just request quickly a look at Cam's face and just see if he has the mustache still or if he was, oh my God, it's still there. Right, this is just horrific. I mean, Cam has grown, it can only be described as the worst mustache I think I've ever seen in my entire life. He's a handsome kid who just, you know, we have to work on his self-esteem because he obviously has a problem with looking good. He wants to make himself look as bad as possible.
I got some bad news for you, Greeny.
Oh, my God. Bubba has shaved.
Oh,
my God. I did not know this was coming.
Oh.
Bubba shaved the beard, and he, too, he's got like a mustache. What do they used to call those? It goes like
handlebar?
Down the sides. This is ridiculous. What are you, in a barbershop quartet in 1928?
Yeah, we're looking for a couple more. Who wants to join?
Whoa! You look ridiculous.
What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. We have gone from the hashtag crew to just the ugliest collection of people in the world.
I don't know about that.
Yes, you look like a terrible mistake has been taking place.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
All
right.
Know, Jim.
I didn't know. I honestly didn't know that
was
coming. Wow. I'm not going to let it distract us from the sports topic that we have here, which is a good one.
Too late.
Hembo, I won over Chinne Ogumike. I won over Timmy Legler. I won over Zach Lowe. And I won over Tim Legler. And I won over Brian Windhorst. Have I won over you?
No, most definitely not. Your take is a deeply unserious one. Deeply. Look.
Is it unserious?
It's unserious because you're suggesting something that could never, would never happen.
You're telling me that in the history of sports, no team has ever intentionally lost a game to Jerry Rig where it winds up in the postseason or to some other way. This is a sport in which teams tank entire seasons so that they can draft the best player. I mean, this happens all the time in sports. People are acting like I'm suggesting something unprecedented.
You are.
Teams trying to find ways to give themselves the best possible matchup in the next round or whatever it might be is a tale as old as time.
No, it's not. The play-in's less than 5 years old, and you're electing...
Teams just usually do it in the regular season.
...to put yourself up against a wall to create an elimination game for yourself?
It's insane.
You're out of your mind.
No, you know what? You're then facing four straight elimination games against the Nuggets, and your season is over. Let me ask you something, Mr. I Love Numbers So Much. Okay? You can put everything into numbers. You love percentages. You live for percentages.
I do.
You are to percentages as Cam is to mustaches, okay?
Mm.
That's how much you love them. Which is a better chance of happening? The Lakers winning at home Friday night against either Sacramento or Golden State, or the Lakers beating the Nuggets in a seven-game series in round one?
A, easily.
So then what am I missing? Like, what part of this doesn't make sense to you?
Because you're creating a false binary.
What's false about it? I just gave you the two things that could happen.
You're acting as if the Lakers would avoid the Nuggets for good if they wind up losing this game.
No, I'm saying nothing of the kind.
Yes, you are.
I'm saying you have two options. You either wind up playing a winner-take-all game on Friday night. That's what happens if you lose tonight. And then you avoid Denver for as long as is possible, considering you're in the conference. Or you win tonight and you play them immediately. Like, I don't understand what's so complicated about this. I really don't get what it is. There's something about it. Look, I'm not an idiot. I fully recognize that there's something about it that seems to fly in the face of competitiveness and out of all that. And is there bad, you know, karma that you put into the air? I get all that. And I get that they're not going to do it. Or I'm not even 100% sure they're not going to do it. But let's say it's unlikely. And they're certainly never going to acknowledge they did it. But... like, I really don't understand what part of it is so controversial. Like, what part of it doesn't make sense?
The part that doesn't make sense to me is that you're acting that somehow ducking the Nuggets immediately makes it much likelier that you'll beat them later or that they'll lose later. I would posit that the Lakers have a better chance to beat Denver earlier in the playoffs because of the makeup of their roster. The Nuggets in three of the last 5 years in the playoffs were eliminated before the conference finals. It has historically taken them a while to get going. The Lakers have a near 40-year-old LeBron James and an oft-injured Anthony Davis who right now are healthy, and perhaps catching the Nuggets earlier in the playoffs is more advantageous to them. Also, losing a game intentionally or manufacturing a loss puts you in a winner-take-all, a loser-go-home game, potentially against Steph Curry, which is not a situation that any coach in the history of mankind would ever find desirable. That's where it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, it's not desirable. No outcome here is desirable. You don't want either of these things to happen. If I gave them a third option, I'm sure they'd love that. But you don't have a third option. You either win tonight and you play Denver, or you lose tonight and you play either Sacramento or Golden State. To me, I don't know why we have to make it any more complicated than that.
What is the objective? The objective is to win the championship.
Right.
In order to win the championship, the Lakers are going to have to beat Denver at some point in all likelihood.
Yes, in all likelihood. But weird things happen. So maybe someone knocks them off. If I'm the Lakers, I go into this postseason thinking I have a better chance of beating any of the other eight teams in the West field. And I forget about who could play. There are 10 teams alive in the Western Conference. Well, play-in / playoffs right now. The Lakers are one of them. The Nuggets are another. So there are eight other teams. If I'm the Lakers, I'm thinking I'd rather play any of those eight than Denver. Is there some chance someone else beats them in round one or in round two? There's a chance. I don't know how good a chance. It's not likely because Denver is just the best team, but there's some chance. So I'd rather give that a chance to happen and live in a world where I don't ever wind up having to play them than assure myself of having to be the first ones, the first lamb being led to that slaughter.
Are you sure Denver is so clearly the best team in the West?
I watched Nikola Jokic play against Anthony Davis in person four times last year in late May or early June or whenever that was. I was at those games. Anthony Davis is not an answer to Nikola Jokic. This is not, look, I have been hard on Anthony Davis over the course of time. He's had a terrific year. He played, I think, 76 or 77 mm-hmm. games this year.
Played all year.
God bless him. He played all year. He played great. He's a great player.
So he could be second-team All-NBA for you think?
I think. We're going to fill out the bracket, or my ballot today, by the way. We're all going to do that together today. Although I think I'm dismissing the opinions of Cam and Bubba based on their facial hair decisions.
We got criminals to catch.
Yeah, I mean, the two of them just look...
Each other.
Oh, yeah, don't get me started. But anyway, Anthony Davis is a terrific player. He's had a terrific year. This is a bad matchup for him. Styles make fights. He does not fight well with Nikola Jokic. He doesn't have the beef. Nikola Jokic is so big. Have you ever stood next to Nikola Jokic? Okay. I don't know that it is evident sometimes. I mean, this is true of all basketball players to some degree. I don't know if it's evident just how big Nikola Jokic is. He's enormous. Like, what is his height and weight listed at? Because whatever he's listed
6'11".
At. 6'11". And what's his weight?
That I'm
not
I
talking
don't know.
About his height.
280. Does he feel it in person?
I think that's before breakfast. I don't think he's 280.
I mean, he doesn't look it on TV because he's not like muscular, like
that's
visibly muscular.
He's not. He looks like a defensive tackle. He's
right.
Like kind of a little soft,
mm-hmm.
but he's so big. I mean, he just takes up so much space. He's unbelievably big. What is Anthony Davis listed at weight-wise?
Davis listed at 6'10", 250.
Okay. So that's 30 pounds. And I'm going to say Nikola Jokic, I'm not 100% sure I buy that, but that he's 280.
Chet Holmgren is 207, by the way.
So Chet Holmgren.
And he's 7'1".
Right. So Chet Holmgren and Nikola Jokic standing next to each other are the number 10. All right. I mean, that's how, but the point of my story is that Jokic is so big and he was getting anywhere he wanted to on the floor against Davis. And there was just nothing Davis could do about it.
Yeah, I don't disagree with any of that. I think it's a bad matchup for the Lakers. I think it's a bad matchup for anybody.
But who are the teams that have a big who could bang with him? Anthony Davis is a finesse big, right?
He is a
finesse big. He's a magnificent shot blocker. All the things he does are things that don't have any bearing on Nikola Jokic. Nikola Jokic isn't down there trying to, you know, use his footwork, although he does do that extraordinarily well. Nikola Jokic is playing up at the top of the circle. He's making unbelievable passes.
Yeah.
And then he's bringing his freaking huge body and that enormous behind down into the lane, and he's just moving backwards, and you're moving with him against your will. You need someone who weighs 280 yeah. pounds standing there anchoring his feet and holding on for dear life. And that's just not who Anthony Davis is.
It's not. It's a bad matchup for them. But you're still not going to convince me that ducking them in round one is the best way to go. If the objective is to win the championship, you're likely to have to beat them anyway, and weird things happen is not a good enough excuse. Tell me why the Lakers have a better chance of beating Denver 3 weeks from now than they do right now.
I don't know that they do, but I know that in order to have a chance to win a championship, you have to stay alive. Like, what did Jim Valvano once famously say? Survive and advance? Just survive and advance. You play Denver, you're extremely unlikely to survive in advance. I'm not suggesting they have no chance to beat them, but they certainly have less chance to beat them than they do against anybody else.
You're acting, though, like the objective is to win one playoff series. The objective is to win four.
The objective is to stay alive as long as you can and see what happens. Crazy things happen.
By the way, did you watch game 82 between Denver and San Antonio? Denver did not look like a juggernaut to me. Denver lost the number one seed
right.
in that game. They're not as good. They're not as good as they were last year. The Lakers are a little better than they were.
Even better reason why someone else might beat them.
At this point than last year.
So who would they play if the Lakers lose to the Pelicans tonight? Then the Pelicans become the 7.
Yeah.
And they would play Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Can the Pelicans play them?
I mean, no, Zion. They can't hang.
You're looking for someone with, you know, a little beef in his behind. I mean, she's got a chance
he
to
does.
Bang in there with Nikola Jokic. I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying he wants someone big and strong. Obviously, he's not that guy.
The paint would be very occupied.
Yeah, heavily occupied. So okay, but I don't like New Orleans in that series at all.
By the way, would you favor the Lakers against OKC in a 7-game series?
I call it a toss-up at minimum.
You're the only team to beat OKC 3 times this season?
Was the Lakers. Right. Why are you making my argument for me?
I'm just giving you facts.
Yeah,
letting our listeners decide whose side they're on.
But the facts you're giving me bolster my point against yours.
Your point is irrefutable. There is no question that playing the Thunder is a clearer path than playing the Nuggets in round one.
And yet everyone is refuting it.
Right, because you are positing something that is the antithesis of sport,
right.
of competition, of America. You are positing something that is so counterintuitive to everything that we've been taught to think about sports our entire lives.
Right, but if it didn't happen all the time, I wouldn't have thought of it myself. But it happens all the time. Teams jerry-rig their circumstances and standings and all that kind of stuff constantly. So, I mean, that's why I think the whole idea, and I think we have a soundbite talking about this a little later in the show, the idea of teams getting to choose who they play, like the highest seeds choosing, is an intriguing one because it would remove this from the dynamic. If you didn't know who you were playing next, it would be more, well, we wouldn't be having this conversation. I'm Greeny. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and now a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com. Coming up next, I will express to you just how much of a creature of habit I am, and you will be free to make fun of me if you choose. That's next. This is Greeny. We're on ESPN Radio. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had, happened in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Greeny, the podcast.
Greeny with you on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. That is a good music choice there by Cam, whose facial hair faux pas has not influenced his ability to be creative with the music. In 30 seconds, you'll find out why. That's after I remind you that for the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Okay, so are you a creature of habit? Are you a person who has to have everything a certain way? If you are, then I think you will understand what I'm about to tell you. And if not, you're going to think there's something wrong with me. And probably both are true. But I cannot begin to tell you how much stress this morning caused me, in retrospect, for absolutely no reason. So it's a delightful story. Booger McFarland is here. Booger's one of my closest friends. And I never get to see him because he lives in Florida and plays golf every single day of the year. And I live in New York. And I wait. I sit there counting days off the calendar until we get to April. And to my delight, Booger and Lewis and Mel and Shefty have been on Get Up this week doing draft stuff. And Booger is in town. So he and I are going to play golf after the show today. So I wanted to have my car. It's a much easier way to get to the golf course, to drive there, than any other way of getting there. So I wanted to have my car here today. So today, for the first time in the more than 6 years that I've been working here at the South Street Seaport and we've been doing our show, I drove myself in. Now, you may be wondering, how complicated is that? The answer, not very. I had to, instead of walking out the door of my apartment and getting into an Uber, I had to walk the two blocks to our garage, where Stace had already called ahead and had the car waiting. I had to get in and I had to drive here and take our pre-show call from the car while driving myself, which I've never done before. And then I had arranged, I had pre-arranged how we were going to, how I was going to park, where I could park the car when I got here. And that went smooth as silk. I had no idea how that would go. We have all kinds of security here at the seaport. There's nowhere to park, but there is this one little area they can stash a car. And I had arranged for me to be able to put my car there. And it went like clockwork. I literally pulled up. I said, hi, I'm Greeny from ESPN. They said, yes, you're parking right there. I said, yes. I went in, I left my keys with them, and I walked in the building. Can I tell you, I didn't sleep last night worrying about this. I was up all night worrying how this was going to go. Am I going to have a problem? Is the guy in the garage going to be there when he said he was going to be there? Is he going to oversleep? Is the car not going to be ready? Am I not going to be able to get the Bluetooth working in the car? It's not my car. It's Stacy's car. My car isn't even attaching Bluetooth. I had to put the earpiece in. Can you do that when you drive a car? I don't know. I don't drive that often anymore. So now I got, then we could take the call. Now, when you get here, is the guy going to, are they going to say to me, I'm sorry, no one's allowed to park here. I'm Greeny. Who the hell is that? I work at ESPN. I don't care. All these things, all these possibilities played out in my head. And I wound up barely sleeping last night in anticipation of this comparatively minuscule change in my daily routine. And I just want to tell you about this because I need someone to tell me I'm not alone. Like, I need someone to tell me this is normal behavior, perhaps not for all people, but for some people, that I'm literally not the only person on planet Earth who would have this reaction to a disruption in their daily routine. Hembo, your thoughts?
I mean, I'm a creature of habit, as you well know. When you wake up this early in the morning, you almost have to be. But I think you probably took it a little too far. It sounds like it required a village to get you here in the morning. You obviously lost a lot of sleep. This was something for which you did a lot of planning and preparation, probably overdid it, but in the end, the outcome was what you wanted the outcome to be.
Right. But I would have liked, so the reason that you do planning and preparation is that you don't have the stress in the first place. I had the stress. I'm trying to avoid the stress. Yes, the result of it was easy. I live 15 minutes away, parenthetically.
Oh, I thought you drove from Connecticut.
No. I drove from my apartment.
Oh, that makes it much worse.
I live very close by.
Okay.
Well, you think that my house in Connecticut, I have to walk 2 blocks to a garage to get my car?
That part I didn't quite understand.
Well, then
I was just assuming you drove from Connecticut.
No. I left my house at
what, five, is that 3 miles?
It's not even close to that. it's not even close to that.
Oh my God.
No, it's much closer than that. Ugh. Cam and Bubba, do you have any of these idiosyncrasies? Would something like that, see Bubba, I don't even know when you wake up, because I will text Bubba things, you know, at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, and like I'll hear back from him in the 9 o'clock hour. So right. I don't know exactly. Bubba, I don't know. You don't strike me as a person whose daily routine is quite so specific.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I'm with you on worrying. I'm definitely a worrier and an anxiety about things, about especially new things, you know. So I'm not going to be as probably go as insane with you just went as going to a new parking spot. But, you know, whether it's going to the airport or something like that, you're always like, all right, I got to be to this place, I got to be there for this, and then to park and then go through security, all that stuff. So I'm kind of in the same vein as just making sure everything's right and worrying about things. I just don't think I'm going to be that crazy about, all right, I just got to go to a new parking spot. I don't think I'll go that crazy.
Cam, well, again,
I know where you're coming from.
It's not a new parking spot. I've never driven here before. And so that it just changed up so much of the dynamic.
Like, right, so I'm saying a new spot for you.
Right. It's a new parking situation. It's not just the space in which I parked. Any thoughts from you over there, Cam?
No, I kind of co-sign what you guys are saying. I can't say this has ever happened to me with like a 15-minute drive or anything. But if I'm taking a train the next day, or if I have a trip, I have a tendency to just catastrophize everything. Everything's going to go wrong. I'm going to miss my flight. I'm going to miss the train. I'm not going to have my ticket on my phone, whatever. I definitely have a tendency to think the worst is going to happen if I'm doing anything that I don't normally do every single day. Never happened to me for that short of drive, but I can empathize with that.
Okay, I feel a little better about myself. We'll see how we do. In the meantime,
hashtag KOD. The kiss of death.
We talked a lot about the play-in games tonight and tomorrow night. Let's make some picks before we go any farther. Hembo, Pelicans at home, a 1.5-point favorite against the Lakers tonight. Now, how smelly is that line?
I was going to go right there.
That line
right there
stinks to high heaven.
It sure does.
Have you ever walked down an alley and there's like a dumpster behind a restaurant and like they're constantly throwing things away and all that kind of stuff. You ever smelled that?
Of course.
That's what this line smells like to me. Vegas knows LeBron and AD don't want to win.
That's right. Oh, well.
There's no other explanation.
That's not right.
The Lakers always beat the Pelicans. They just beat them the other day. Everyone is talking about how well they match up. The Lakers are red hot coming into this game. With a healthy LeBron and AD, they unquestionably would be the favorite in this game, regardless of where it was being played.
Do you think that Vegas knows that Anthony Davis's back is a thing?
I think Vegas suspects that. Let's put it this way. I think they know that the Lakers are not, I'm not going to say they're not motivated to win, that there is at least some incentive for them not to, and they need to hedge against that possibility.
Have you ever considered the possibility that we think the Lakers are better than they are?
Well, the Lakers have been pretty good the last couple of weeks.
So is New Orleans. I mean, New Orleans is a really good team, and they're at home. I think you're right. I think the number stinks, which is why I'm playing New Orleans.
Me too.
I'm playing New Orleans.
What's that? Am I being told there's breaking
news? On the dock.
Okay, this is breaking news, and it's not good. Let me hit this. Woj tweeting moments ago, ESPN sources, the Milwaukee Bucks are preparing to be without two-time MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo for the start of their opening round series against the Indiana Pacers. They are hopeful treatment on his left calf strain will allow him to return sometime later in the series. Whoa. Let's just dive into that then. Like, let's live here. That's a good job, guys, getting that to my attention quickly. Let's live here for a minute. If Giannis doesn't play, they will not win that series. When Giannis first got hurt, when we first saw him grab that calf and fall to the ground and ultimately limp like crazy into the locker room, whatever that was, a week and a half ago, I remember what I thought at the time, and I remember what I said at the time. He has had right now, he has had four consecutive lower body left leg injuries, right? It's his left leg, right?
Mm-hmm. Left leg.
It was a hamstring. It was a sore knee. It was tendinopathy. And now it's a calf strain. This is eerily reminiscent of what happened to Kevin Durant in the 2019 playoffs. Eerily reminiscent. When every doctor said he can't possibly do any more damage. And he went out there on the floor to tough it out because he thought the world was calling him soft. And he's an athlete. And he said, this is what I do. And I give him all the credit in the world for that. And the next thing you know, he blew his Achilles out. And that would be the terrifying thing for me if I'm Giannis. This is a team that has underachieved. Stephen A. Smith is on TV, and he knows this stuff. I'm telling you, I sat next to him on the NBA shows for 2 years. He is as connected in the NBA as anybody. He's telling you Dame Lillard doesn't like it there and doesn't want to be there anymore long term. I'm telling you the Bucks are going to go out. I don't think Giannis is – I wouldn't be at all surprised if he doesn't play. I think they're going to go out in round one against an Indiana team that is going to score 150 points a game on them. And I think that you could see major change coming in Milwaukee this offseason.
Yeah, what this is think? A ridiculously fascinating subplot for all the reasons that you articulated. Right now on your ESPN Bet app, you can play the Pacers at plus 130 to win this series. That's posted. And what that tells me is that this Giannis news, at least from the perspective of the betting market, was somewhat unexpected. Now, I thought the Bucks at minus 155 favored that much was probably too rich, considering the fact that this team has lost more games than they've won since they made Doc Rivers their head coach. That's with Giannis, of course. So without Giannis, in a series against Indiana, who can score at will against them, and Tyrese Halliburton has been outstanding in those head-to-head matchups, and also in a matchup in which Rick Carlisle is going to outcoach the living daylights out of Doc Rivers because, well, most do, if we're allowed to be honest. This puts the Pacers in the driver's seat. I think that you are 100% right. A Giannis-less series, or even a handicapped Giannis series, gives the Pacers, I think, the right of way to win this thing. And so I will say, if I had to pick this thing right this second, something like Pacers in six, but you can't possibly overstate the loss of Giannis or the potential loss of Giannis when he's the number four player on my MVP ballot and far and away the most important player in the series.
So I see Cam is typing a question up on our screen. Cam, go ahead and ask it because I like it.
The last one? Because I just typed three questions. Does this injury kind of absolve Doc of what's happened this season in the collapse from the hot start to where they are in kind of a middling spot now?
For those of you who don't pay a lot of attention to the NBA regular season, which I know certainly a lot of people sort of jump in on the party, you know, late in the year to get ready for the playoffs, because, I mean, everything about it just gets that much better. The Bucks hired a new coach this year. They were, help me, 30-13? 30-13 with Adrian Griffin as their coach. Giannis and Dame didn't like him. For what reason, I'm really not 100% sure, but they didn't. They fired him, and they hired Doc right out of the ABC broadcast booth in what was really an unsightly, kind of unseemly thing. I don't say that because it's our company, our network. It just was. It didn't. The whole thing did not feel great. Didn't make you feel great about Doc and all that stuff, the way it was handled. And I like Doc very much, but that's neither here nor there. From the moment he got there, I got a team that was 30-13. I believe they're under 500. Do I have that right?
Yeah, they went 17-19 under Doc Rivers.
17-19. And it's not like Giannis was hurt most of that time. He got hurt. I think he missed the last three games. He's played the overwhelming majority of those games. He played easily enough games to qualify for all the postseason awards, which, as a reminder, I'm going to ask for your help with a little bit later in the show today, because I have to get my ballot in by the end of today.
Played 73 games this season.
73 games. And the three, he missed the last three, and they fell out of the two spot as a result of that. But my point is, does Giannis being limited or even absent completely in the playoffs make you just overlook the Doc of it all?
It won't make me overlook the Doc of it all, but I do think that it does provide Doc a get-out-of-jail-free card. Much like Ben Simmons passing up that dunk against the Hawks wound up giving him another year in Philly. I think a lot of people in Philly wanted him gone then, but we blame Ben Simmons. Doc got to keep his job for another year, and we all know how that turned out. This now will provide Doc a really easy wash my hands. We don't have the best player on our team. Damian Lillard inevitably shoots 38% from the field and chucks it up, you know, over the course of five or six games, and the Bucks lose, and we'll just run it back next year. Or we get to hear all summer long about how Dame was actually disgruntled the entire year, and maybe they have to move on from him in 1 year. But I think you're 100% right in asking that question. This does provide Doc his get-out-of-jail-free
card. By the way, in just the time that we have been talking about this, so just after Woj posted this report, the odds on the Bucks have moved from minus 155 to minus 130.
Mm.
And the Pacers are plus 110.
I'm still playing that. I'm still playing the Pacers at plus 110. That's still... The Pacers are as good a team right now as Milwaukee is. In the five times they played this year, the Pacers won four of them and averaged 129 points. By the way, if you are into the betting stuff, of course, play the over in just about any game. Like, I don't think they can set the number too high. But the Bucks without Giannis are going to be a very ordinary defensive team, which they were anyway. But the Pacers are going to run this thing up on them.
Giannis, the injuries he had in March, left Achilles tendonitis, left hamstring soreness, left hamstring tendinopathy, and then the left calf strain. So there you have it. And we'll see where that winds up going. By the way, I've got this from Windy today. I told you that Stephen A. said yesterday that if they get knocked out in the first round, look for Dame to possibly be out of there. I bounced that off Windy on Get Up this morning. Listen to what he said.
If they lose in the first round, that's a big statement right there, number one. If they lose in the first round, the first person you're worried about isn't Dame. It's Giannis.
Mm.
You want to make sure Giannis is still committed. And also, when you talk about this first round, you got to worry about where Giannis's calf is, if he's going to be 100%. But if they go down in the first round again, they have that disappointment back-to-back years, I'm not sure where Giannis is going to be. But no matter what happens, this is a flawed roster. They clearly did not, the panacea that they thought Dame Lillard was going to be wasn't the case. They're going to have to make changes one way or another, and they've basically mortgaged their entire draft in the future. So they're going to have to get creative, and I do think it's possible that Dame could be looked at. But you got to make sure Giannis is committed to it first.
So, I mean, all these questions will be out there now, and we'll see where it all lands. This is Greeny. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. Our first of the day, Hembo Trivia.
LeBron James has played 282 playoff games in his career. That is, by a long shot, the most in NBA history. Among active players, who ranks second on that list? The second most playoff games behind LeBron among active players. That's the question.
It's a good one, and the answer is next on ESPN Radio.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greeny, the podcast.
Greeny with you on ESPN Radio, live as always above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. The man is unquestionably sneaky, and he's proving it today. I can't get this mouse to work, so here we go. So here's another thing that's throwing me off today. The touchscreen on my thing doesn't work, so I have to use a mouse, and it's up. It looks logically upside down, so every time I move it left, it moves right. Every time I move it up, it moves down.
By the way,
it's driving me nuts.
By the way, speaking of your anxiety, Bubba, Cam, Greeny had to call a meeting today because his password is set to expire. IT got involved.
I don't know that I would describe it as a meeting.
You call MEO? Yeah,
what would you call it? Tough.
Well, it was just me and one other person.
Yeah, but I mean, you scheduled time with this person.
I did.
All you had to do was reset it.
No, it's not as easy as it sounds.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you.
We terrible. All do it.
No, and yet, some of us have it done for us.
But it can't go, I mean, I'm with Greeny on this. It can go horribly wrong. Okay. You get locked out, things stop working. It's a whole ordeal.
It's a whole ordeal. I still haven't gotten it working on my phone. All right, here we go. Kemba, trivia, go.
LeBron has played 282 playoff games in his career. That is the most in NBA history, a staggering number. Among active players, who ranks second on the list for most playoff games?
Okay, I really like the question, and I think it's fun. And I feel like if the answer was Steph Curry or Klay Thompson or Draymond Green, that wouldn't be very sneaky of sneaky Kemba. Like, that just feels too... That's the immediate, obvious guess. So I'm just trying to think about players who've been around forever and have been playing, like guys who've been in the league longer than they have, particularly Steph, because I think he's been in the league the longest of those three guys, and have been in the playoffs a lot. And this name just jumped into my head. It's an outside-the-box guess. I'm sure it's wrong, but I feel good about it. I'm going to guess Al Horford. Al Horford is my guess. Bubba.
Yeah, I couldn't really think of anyone. I'm not too well versed in in-depth NBA roster, so I'm just going to go with one of the obvious names of Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant, Cam.
I have so many names written down. I assume the Warriors guys just swept too much, so they aren't on here, or it's just one of them and we're overthinking it. This guy hasn't even been around that long, but he's been to a couple finals. I'm going with Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard, and what do we have from Brandon and Pineapple Jack?
Brandon is going Steph Curry, and Jack is going Chris Paul.
Okay. So we got a wide variety of guesses here. Hembo.
The correct answer is Danny Green.
Oh, my goodness.
Danny Green.
Wow.
169 playoff games in his career. Played two games in 18 minutes for the 76ers this season, qualifying him as active.
Okay.
It's the worst question I've ever heard.
He is a three-time champion.
I want him out. I want him out. Hembo, you got to get out.
Oh, by the way, Al Horford is third at 167.
I consider myself right. Who's, Danny Green played 18 minutes this season. Yeah, Jack, give me a penalty flag. Yeah, Jack is throwing a challenge flag, a yellow flag. I'm throwing a penalty on this. Just great jerkiness. I mean, that's a horrible question.
Danny Green.
You said you loved the question heading into the break.
And then I heard the answer.
Danny Green has worked on ESPN far more than he played in the NBA this
season.
That's
correct.
He's an active player.
He's an active analyst, too.
He played this season.
He's not very active.
He's almost inactive.
How many minutes did he play?
18.
That's only 18 more minutes than I played.
Wow.
He didn't even play a half.
But it's technically correct.
I know, but... Did you not anticipate the ire that this question was going to draw?
He
no,
knew.
I thought Cam might remember those 18 minutes as a Sixers fan.
Sorry.
They were an unforgettable 18 minutes.
Yeah.
We will have the play-in tonight. Kings Warriors presented by Indeed. Coverage 9:30 Eastern on most of these ESPN radio stations and on Sirius XM Channel 80. Okay, let's get to some draft prep here. I'm not going to try and hit all my buttons because I can't even make this mouse
You're
work.
Really struggling.
Hashtag KOD.
That's not even the right one. I meant to hit draft prep. I cannot be using
so
a
mouse. So you ready for the draft?
Damned mouse.
Greeny's draft prep.
It can't be that hard to move the mouse.
I blame the mouse.
I don't,
it moves too much.
It like, can't be that
what
hard
do you mean
to
it moves
use
too much.
It's
mouse.
A very sensitive mouse. Like if you
okay.
just, I feel like if I breathe on the mouse, the damn
yeah, this is a user
moves.
Error.
And it looks upside down to me. So when I move it one way, it's going the other. So now,
so then go the other way and hover it over the middle of the button.
That's what I'm doing.
It's a good thing your car doesn't work that way.
Here I am trying to get to maneuver this little thing, moving the mouse up to try and move the cursor down so I can hit the draft prep thing. Can we just get the touchscreen fixed? Anyway, one way or another. Here's the next exciting adventure. Let's try and play the Daniel Jones sound, shall we? Okay, I've got it. So here's Daniel Jones being asked a question that can only be described as ridiculous.
Rehab's going well, making good progress, coming along. Obviously spent a lot of time with the trainers here and strength staff. So the plan is to be ready to go by training camp. So yeah, that's what I'm shooting for and feel good about being ready.
If you're healthy, this summer in training camp, which you hope to be, and going on into the season, you feel you're the best quarterback that the Giants can have to start their season with?
I do, yes.
What can you imagine if he had said no? Like what? Look, I've been in that position. I've asked bad questions in my life. Do you feel like you're the best option? He's the starting quarterback of the team for 5 years. He's got a huge contract. What is he supposed to say? Now, I understand that the Giants may very well wind up drafting his heir apparent. I've made it very clear what I think they should do. That's a very tough question to ask him. I mean, what realistically, what is he supposed to say? Can you imagine any other answer?
I really like this kid out of Michigan.
Exactly right. Can you imagine? Do you feel you're the best answer? Hell no. Have you seen me play?
Have you seen J.J. McCarthy?
I'm awful. Here's what the Giants should do. And look, I don't have a very strong opinion on Daniel Jones. I actually like Daniel Jones more than I think most other people like Daniel Jones. But I just don't think you can ever count on him to be healthy. Some guys just get hurt all the time. And someone said on the show today, well, he doesn't try to get hurt. I know that. If he was trying to get hurt, I'd have a real problem with him. But some players are just injury prone. I don't know why, but the history of the sport suggests, because it is filled with them, that is a character trait that is very difficult to rid yourself of. I think the Giants should address their long-term quarterback situation if they can in this draft. And I think the guy they should draft is Drake May. Drake May, if you're going to draft a quarterback high, if you're going to trade up, if you're going to give up, you want to get Josh Allen. That's what you want. You're not making a trade up so you can get Kirk Cousins. You want to try and get up there and get Josh Allen. And that's who Drake May is if everything goes exactly right. Now, usually everything doesn't go exactly right. Josh Allen is an example of what happens when everything does go exactly right. When you have exactly the right coach who brings him along at exactly the right pace. And then they go out and they get him the great wide receiver to take him to the next level. And the next thing you know, you have an MVP caliber quarterback and you're going to be a contender for 15 years. Well, Brian Daboll was that guy. And that's who the Giants coach is. You don't want to play Drake May. What everyone tells me is Drake May needs to sit a year. There is no better situation than that in New York. Daniel Jones just told you he's their best option for a year. Certainly financially, they have no real choice. So that's the perfect scenario to me. Get yourself Drake May. Let him sit behind Daniel Jones. I know it would be nice to get Daniel Jones, Malik Nabers, but it will be a lot easier to eventually find a great receiver than it will be to find the next Josh Allen.
Oh, I totally agree with this. Drake May to the Giants would be a marvelous fit. Brian Daboll helped Josh Allen become a superstar, and he helped guarantee Daniel Jones generational wealth somehow. And there's no more attractive position in which to be as a young quarterback than the successor to a quarterback that the fan base does not believe in. All right, the Giants check both of those boxes. Drake May sitting for a year behind Daniel Jones would be a perfect, perfect situation for him and for them.
I really like it, and I could see it happening. Shefty was sort of hinting today that there's a world in which the Patriots trade out of three. Mm. And if that's the case, I think that's the spot. Can the Giants get up there to get him? I think they should. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.